This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The inflation the Fed's been grappling with, that the whole country's been grappling with, has had a lot of causes. But one of the most important predictors of inflation is psychological. It's what we consumers expect inflation to do. Inflation can sometimes be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, there's good news on that front. According to the University of Michigan, consumers are now expecting inflation to fall below 4% in the coming year. Those expectations have now fallen for the past 4 months. Still, surveys show a lot of people are still anxious when it comes to the economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Consumer sentiment hit rock bottom last summer as inflation spiked. In the past few months, consumers have perked up a bit as prices, especially for gasoline, have fallen. But University of Michigan Consumer Survey Director Joanne Hsu says sentiment is still near decade lows.
Even though inflation has moderated and consumers feel better than they did a few months ago, they still feel pretty bad about the economy. Like, prices are really high and their personal finances have been eroded by inflation.
Meanwhile, most Americans still feel pretty confident about their job security. Except recently, says Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult,
high-income workers have become spooked by this frequent announcement of layoffs that we're seeing at major firms like tech and finance.
Wheeler says high-income workers are more anxious now, while low-income workers remain upbeat because of the strong job market and rising wages. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.